It's a little late in developing, so I have to apologize. I hope touch the ikavot we need to give across. The cheshbon involved may be a little tougher. Still working out the cheshbon. So even if the soif dover, but we don't have a clear cheshbon, hopefully by 2 weeks we can speak about that. My terrace does not stand. The cash is everybody can look at themselves. I think we had a few valuable ha'aris in the city. Okay. There's the Zachi, is the famous Shiloh of Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Hanacha Isa Mitzvah. The Lashon, this we were aiming on last night, that the Lashon sounds a little funny. The Shaila is, like the Pashat Pshat, the placement of the Menorah is the Mitzvah, or the lighting of the Menorah is the Mitzvah. Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah, and Hanacha Oisa Mitzvah is a strange way to put it. The Gemara says the Shaila, Mitzvah Lahadlik, or Mitzvah Lahaniach. What's the Mitzvah? We have a Mitzvah. And here's Hanukkah, and the question is, the Mitzvah is to place the Menorah by the window. But the mitzvah is the light of the Torah. It's very absolute, very clear. What is the mitzvah? Lashon hadlaka, the hadlaka makes the mitzvah, or the hanacha makes the mitzvah? Rashi by hadlaka or hanacha is a mitzvah. Rashi says, I hadlaka is a mitzvah, I hamitzvah shal chanukah tluya be hadlaka. And by Hanukkah, he says, Ikur mitzvah satalya b'Hanukkah. So it sounds like Rashi is saying it's not so absolute. There's an Ikur, there's a Tafel, it's totally. There's something else that might be here. The question is, first of all, Mehechet Eisi. How does Rashi know that the Gemara is not saying? Plain and simple, Hadlaka b'Hanukkah. Is it because of this deer? Okay, there's probably more to it than just the Lashon. Most of the shaila is what the nafkamina is between hadlaka and hanacha. The Gemara places right away bavarns. The Gemara says ibaylu. It was a question in the base medrash, hadlaka or hanacha. So Tosis looks for nafkamina. Oh, the nafkamina would be cheresheit of a katan. Nafkamina, I don't know. Mitzvah shichas kavana. I want to know what the mitzvah is. Is the mitzvah the lighting or the placing? We have to come out the cheresheit of a katan. What is my mitzvah? Is my mitzvah putting down the menorah? So I have to have a mind when I put down the menorah for Hanukkah, or is my mitzvah the lighting the menorah? When do I make the bracha? I make the bracha when I put it there, and I make the bracha when I light it. So it's very clear, Shiloh. It tells us to look for Chaim Shabbat Bekatan. Another Shiloh is in the sugi itself. The Gemara tries to prove Hadlaka Hanukkah. The Gemara says that if you light in the kitchen and then you bring it outside, it's no good. The Gemara has a Hamamina Bishlay Madlaka is a mitzvah. So we understand. It's possible you lit it in the wrong place. But if Hanukkah is a mitzvah, what's the problem? Who cares if you lit it in the kitchen? Right now you're doing Hanukkah by the window or outside. It's fine. So tomorrow's no riot. Maybe really Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah's the Hanukkah. But Abba Bikin, this would be possible, bringing it from the kitchen. Because Haraya, the one that sees, is going to say, Litzorka Yudadlaka. You lit it for your tzorik. Shailas, where does the word Hadlaka come into play if you're talking about Hanukkah? The Gemara's going, no, really, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. But we have a problem because he's going to say that you lit it litzarkai. Light it litzarkai. Who cares? He taka lit it in the kitchen litzarkai. Who cares about the hadlaka? We're talking about Hanukkah is a mitzvah. So you want to taina, like the Gemara before said, that if you're holding it and you're moving it around right after the hadlaka, whatever, so it looks like you're placing it for your own use. So it should say, alright, Naimer, litzarkai utanka. Guy sees you coming and walking and putting it down by the menorah, putting it down by the window. He thinks, hey, you needed the lantern there. Why is the Gemara speak about the hadlaka if we're going on the side of hadlaka? Also, it's interesting, in the side of hadlaka, I said, Right. Yeah, the question is what? Right. I'm bringing another, it's another siyuah to that point. Even in anacha, there's still something in the hadlaka. That's in the base of Mikdash. It's going to the Ram. Another interesting thing is that in hadlaka, in anacha, it's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, oh, maybe the Rai is going to say hadlaka, that he lit it the wrong way. But on the other side, in hadlaka, it's a mitzvah, we never said, oh, haraya oimer da'amcha. It says a person standing and lighting, right? He's holding it as he lights. It's no good. Even if hadlaka is a mitzvah, it's no good. Why? Because haraya oimer, that is l'tzarka hu da'adlaka. Why doesn't he want to say l'tzarka hu da'amcha? In hadlaka is a mitzvah, we're not so concerned about that. But in hanacha is a mitzvah, we're more concerned about that luck. What? No, Rashi is Rashi. You do. Rashi in hanacha, huh? I could say that. But we have a problem. I have a problem with that because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, everyone is full of ner mitzvah, ner chanukah, mitzvah lahanicha there, mitzvah lahanicha there. Why don't you say mitzvah ladlika there and mitzvah ladlika there? What? So why speak about the hanacha? If we take a pass, did not lock ice and mitzvah. No, but I'm saying we pass cannot lock ice and mitzvah. So the shaila is, so if we pass cannot lock ice and mitzvah, why do the Machaber, Tur, Rambam, all of them bring down all these halachas of where to put it? They should say where to light it. And they don't say that. They say where to put it. So it seems like Hanukkah does play a role, even if you hold Hanukkah.
So should
say mitzvah l'hadlika tefach ha-samach l'pesach. Mitzvah l'hadlika v'chaloyin ha-samach l'shus ha-rabin. It has nothing to do with B. We're talking about where the madlik is.
No, where should you know your B? When you light it, yes.
Who cares about B? The question is where to light it. That is the question. Where do we light the menorah? Just the same dimension.
Yeah, so is Parm Chadosh, by Sharon,
so it's a version of Surya. It depends. Why use that? Halacha Nacho with D, it doesn't mean that you need to. Halacha Nacho has no place in Shulchan Aruch if we pass in Halacha Nacho. And vice versa, it has a place in Shulchan Aruch. Another shaila is the Gemara ends up being Parshat the shaila from two sources. Ashoshes, they have an old ner that's been lit for a while, so the Gemara says Mechabu Madlika, put it out and relight it. So you see from there, from the fact that we don't require you to put it out, lift it up and put it back down and relight it, vice versa, we don't care about the Hanukkah, we care about the Hadlaka. Toises Bavarns, why does the Gemara say that if Hanukkah is a mitzvah, we should have said Mechabu Magbia, put it back down, and then relight it. If Hanukkah is a mitzvah, just say Magbia or Menicha. And Tosis answers because we're going with a ner that was lit Tzayach Shabbos, and the Mela Yizuchah had to relight it as well. Rashi also not talking about a ner that was lit Tzayach Shabbos. Rashi also dealing with a ner that was lit for Hanukkah, and it was lit yesterday for Hanukkah, and you want to use it tonight for Hanukkah. So according to Rashi, on the tzad that it was Hanukkah is a mitzvah, why does the Gemara say you would have had to put it out, pick it up, put it back down, and relight it? According to Rashi, it was little Hanukkah, what's the point of putting it out? Hanukkah is a mitzvah, just pick it up and put it back down. The Gemara ends up being pushed at the shayla in the end from the bracha. So the Gemara, we have the bracha. Hashem Hashem says, "Don't allow the Knesset Chanukah." The Kash is, we didn't know the bracha until now. And the Gemara makes it like this was an old question. D'ibayulahu, it was an old question, and it was such not a push at the answer to the question that even after it's been discussed in the Batei Midrashim, we still have another shaila in Madlik Ner Lener, and we have to say, "Oh, to figure out Madlik Ner Lener, let's go back to the old question." Of Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. What old question? It's been answered. It's an old story. We have a bracha that we're all saying. Hadlak Ner Shal Hanukkah. But they said the mitzvah is Hadlaka. Why is it even a question now? Ner Lener, let's go back. Let's revisit the question. and then go to bring a raya from the bracha. L'chayyah, the bracha we all know, and it's a pashut raya l'chayyah from the bracha. What's the Gemara revisiting the question for? Chayyah pshita. Nachas shayl is l'shitas haran that the isur l'shtamish l'oira can't use it is because tiknuah dumya d'menoira the Beis Hamikdash. They were misakin it similar to the menoira in the Beis Hamikdash. And the name it's also to have any hana, even if it's hana shal mitzvah, everything's also. Do you do menorah in the base of Middash? In the base of Middash, we know the mitzvah was hadlaka. So going to the round that we have already established, also l'shtamish l'ayra, because do you do menorah is tekenua, so we should know hadlaka is the mitzvah, do you do menorah. Which brings us to the shayla of the girsa. The Girsa of the Bracha is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, or the Girsa of the Bracha is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, and it's a big discussion. Now, L'chayr bin Agayat Har Sugya, it shouldn't make any nafkamina. The point is Lahadlik. Ner Shel, not Ner Shel. We'll talk about that. In the Maisa Rav from the Vilna Gaon, the first Amsterdam brings down that the lashon is of the bracha is ner Chanukah, like the Machaber says. It's an interesting lashon over here. It says, "B'chol mokim shenizkar b'shas ner Chanukah." Wherever you see in shas, nizkar is michus. It's always mentioned together, ner Chanukah, not ner shel. So that's one of the hechachas to prove that. And the bracha was a toyes hatuos, so whatever it is, the shell doesn't belong there. It's really ner Chanukah. What's strange is, right down that amud, we have a gemara that says as follows: Amr Rav Chiya Barashi, Amr Rav, Hamadlik ner shell Chanukah, Tzorach L'Varich. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar, Haraya ner shell Chanukah, Tzorach L'Varich. So suddenly, in the discussion of the brachos of the raya and the bracha of the madlik, over there the shell pops up again. Hagam is not describing the lashon of the bracha. You could say it was a toys and twist that fell in again. Over there, it's not discussing the lashon of the bracha. Haraya ner shel Chanukah and a madlik ner shel Chanukah. So I don't know what it means that wherever you see ner, it's always ner Chanukah, not ner shel Chanukah. Ner shel Chanukah. It's two against two. The other thing is also two places. Ner Chanukah. That's what we're going to invest some time in. Hazeh Anudan. On the same Amud, there's a shtickle strange seder. We go from Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Nacha Isa Mitzvah. The Gemara then goes into Aksanya, out of the blue L'chaira. Aksanya has to be Mishtatis, but once he's married, he doesn't have to be Mishtatis. Then the Gemara goes off into what's the best oil to use. Cottonseed oil, whatever, some other type of oil, or olive oil. And it's dependent, the Gemara says, is one of them will last longer, and one of them will have a brighter, clearer flame. And then the Gemara goes into, this is Zichur and Agav de Gazak, we go into, once we say that Shem and Zayis is good, now we say it's also good for Diyoy. Okay, and then the Gemara comes back into Chanukah and says, the brachas of the Raya and the brachas of the Madlik. So Shailas, what happened that we went into Achsanya? Right after Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, we go into Achsanya, Shituf, not Shituf, and then we go into the quality of the oil. Clearly, the quality of the oil was an Alter Shaila. That's how we got into the whole Sugya of Tanakh in the first place. We speak about Bamer Madlikin and Bamer Eg Madlikin on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's possible for Shabbos is good for Tanakh. So, over there, really, we should have spoken about what the best oil is. The best oil, it is it, there's none of it. Slam right over here in the middle.
What is that? She says,
there's a machlokes, the mechaber and the bach. When we say that the achsanya who's married and his wife lit for him at home, we say that loitzarech, he doesn't have to be mishtatif. So the mechaber says he's done. He doesn't have to do anything. It's like Kaguva, his wife took care of it, he's done. He doesn't have to do anything. Ziyaitzik of him. Bach says, Zichelat, was haste. Really, the Lashon HaBach is a fellow of the Lashon HaBach. He says, he says, Hagam, that his wife patted him, that's Mechiv Hamutal al Mamoyna. Lahadlik Neiroiz Lafarsa Manez Baram. He's done with his mitzvah, I guess what we call the Neiroiz Ubeisai. It's in a Beisai, the mitzvah al Mamoyna, to be Mefarsin through his bias should shine forth the mitzvah. That he's done. Aber Haida'a Veshechianu. That's his Egen Achiv al Gufa, he says. And the Mela, he says, the Aksanya has a chiyuv to go out to see a menorah and make the brachas, the birchas haraya, and the birchas shachiyam. So he says, Mechava, but the Bach learns up the Torah this way. So he cuts up the Torah. Whenever, yeah, that's what he said with Shaila. You could be madlik later. Yeah, you could make shachiyam later. Yeah. On the Yom Tov. But anyway, but he says you should go out, see a menorah, and make a sha'as anisin, and make a shavianu. So he's machalik, the din from the menorah at home, and you going out there making a sha'as anisin. And the machab is not. The machab says, your wife lit the menorah, you're done.
Rabbi Akiva said the hanova, more than the thought she would make, and she could
keep it. The Gemara is... discusses the shemen, what's better, a long-lasting flame or a better lit flame? Why is that? What exactly is the shakavataria? And then last but not least, talking the sugya of hamadlik v'haraya, the Gemara is very, very interesting. Says hamadlik tzarek levarich and haraya tzarek levarich. Yoim rishayin, he makes a bracha. The raya makes two brachas. The madlik makes three brachas, and then the second day it's two and one. Minyan olamali. Nishnar does, the Gemara even has to find a way, which one are we dropping? In other words, it was unclear. The expression the Gemara used was just the numbers. Now we have to figure out on the roll which bracha we're dropping. Why are we talking about the numbers? Tell me, you lit, say you have a bracha lahadlik, and now you have everybody shares the bracha of Shas and he's in, and if it's the first night, it's Shachianu. What's the point of this minion? And it's interesting that there's a chilek between the Torah and the Mechaber in this. The Mechaber brings down the minion. Huh?
What's the point of Shtayim Shani Narba?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's the point of the minion?
A lot of places that don't use a minion.
And we ask on them. We ask on them. Minyan Alamali. Minyan Alamali. There's obviously something here. So the Mechaber has a minion, and the Torah does not have a minion. The Torah doesn't list it. He just says which brachas to make. He doesn't tell you how many numbers they are. The pashtus is, the way I presented it, we're dealing with three things. It's the first time I'm doing the mitzvah, you make a shechiyon. I'm lining it, the same make hamadlik. And then there's the shtas anisim, which is, you know, uniform for everybody. It's Hanukkah, you see a menorah, you light a menorah, whatever it is, you make a shtas anisim. So l'chayr stop, it's not like you said, a shtayim sheinav, it's not an achas sheyei sholosh. It's three total different in Yoni Mifuradim. One has nothing to do with the other. They're all coming to Zaman at the same time. But it's not three. It's like a Hiddush. Oh, there's three brachas here. What? On Megillah, we don't say this. The Gemara Megillah also there's three brachas before Kriyas Megillah. Amikah Megillah, Shasanizim, and Shalianu. The Gemara doesn't say Hamavarech Lefaneh Gimel Gimel brachas Lefaneh. So Mavarech Lefaneh. The Gemara asks my Mavarech. The Gemara answers which brachas you make. We don't make a numbering system. He's saying it's just helping the mathematics. What? To speak out the numbers, you could figure it out. I think you could figure it out better just by explaining the swara behind it. Everybody makes shasa nisim. If it's your first time, just shasa yadu. And if you like it, you make a bracha lavlik. I think that's more simple than thinking about numbers. Three, two, one. The numbers, very simple. What are you doing tonight? So you being madlik, and it's your first time being madlik. So you light all the make all the way. Huh? That's what I'm saying. I think this simon makes things more complicated. I think more should say hamadlik makes the bracha lahadlik. Shasan Nisim and Shachiyanu. The next night there's no Shachiyanu, right? And the Raya Fashtetuch doesn't have a Lahadlik. So his first night is Shachiyanu. I think if anything, the numbers complicates things.
Unless you want to say it first.
Of course I'm going to say it first.
Even the bats of a Raya.
I think you have to drink a little to say that. We only have donuts. Somebody asked the Vilna Gaon.
I appreciate the compliment. In fact, you don't understand it better.
I think it's a crooked way to mess things. The Vilna Gaon was asked, where's the remez in the Torah to these three brachas? Again, there's this thing over here, three brachas. I would say it's associated, you're doing three things. We made these three brachas. There's no three brachas. Ooh, we have a mitzvah over here that there's three brachas on. Not three brachas. Somebody asked the grah. Where's the merumah's three brachas on the mitzvah? Zok the grah. Moshe Rabbeinu by Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael was being bitten by the serpents in the midbar. Shteit Vayomer Hashem Moshe Asei Lo Chasaraf Sussim Oysoi Al Neis Hoya Kol Anashach Vara Oysoi V'chai. Zok the Gra Asei Lo Chasaraf, make a Saraf, that's the fire, Lahadlik Ner Sim Oysoi Al Neis, put it down on the pole, on the flagpole Neis, that's Shos Anishim and Kol Anashach Vara Oysoi V'chai Dod Shachiyonu. Okay, Ashena Jewish. But you see over here, there's a chashivos for the three. We're looking for remez. If it's three distinct, separate things, it's grad of the first night, it's Shachiyanu, and I'm grad of lighting, so it's a madlik, and everybody makes a shazanism. But there's no value bats into three. You have to look for a makar for it. It's three separate things. Okay. Two more quick questions. So W Duha and this is a shtickle problem. Shtickle problem with Tazias, because others ask it, some answers, some don't answer, but the problems that you do are digger problem. The Mechaber says two times Alaka of Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Voloy Hanaka. And he said earlier, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Lefikach im kavsa kaidem shabbos mana ein zakus la. Twice he says this word of hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's a curiosity. Some people make a big issue out of it. Some don't. The Gra points it out. The Taz points it out. Two times the talk. The halacha following the first hadlaka is a mitzvah of the mechaber. This is Taf Reish Ayin Gimel Beis. He talks about halakha is a mitzvah and lefikach im kavsa kodem shavas mana in zakakla. That's tafish ayin gimel base. Tafish ayin gimel. Halakha following. Not such a well known halakha. Ner shel cheres. You have a clay pottery ner. Candle, clay. Shehidlik boy laila hakas. You already used it one night. Nase yoshon. It's old. You can't use it for the second night. If you want to use cheres every night, you got to use new cups. If all you have is old ones, burn them, put them in a fire, and that refreshes them, and then you could use them. Ner shel matches ain't tzarich chadash. Shel zchuches, shel cheres, b'chusa dina kematches. The kits are metal, glass. These things you have no problem with, but cheres we have a problem. Zok the mishabura, what's the problem with the cheres that's yashon? Zok the mishabura, it's mos. It's mos, and vice versa, it's mos to the extent that we don't let you do it. It's a pellet. We're worried about Mos. We know that the oils that are possible for Shabbos are kosher for Hanukkah. One of the oils that are possible for Shabbos is possible because it's Mos, it's horribly Mos. Mos to the extent that the Gemara says and the Rishonim say that if you light, you're going to run out of the house from the smell. That's how Moos it is. And that's kosher Makanika. Oh, but over here we have a problem. Oh, Nersho Karis, he used it last night, it got a little black and whatever. You can't use it. Zayzak the Mishnah Berurah, it's Moos. Zayzak the Bir Agra, Moos. The Torah is a slightly different lashon. The Rambam doesn't mention this, but a very, very strange zach is that in the Rambam, Per Dalet Halacha Aleph, there's Hagoyis Maimonis, and Hagoyis Maimonis, the Hagah, is before the Rambam even starts talking. Per Dalet is the Halachas of Hadlakas Neirs. So the Rambam, Kama Neirs, Humad, like, oh, everything. That's the beginning of Hadlakas Neirs. Right away, there's Hagoyis Maimonis. And he brings down the lashon of Masechta Sefer as follows: V'chafi b'kislev madlikin ner Chanukah va'aser lahadlik b'ner yashan. You can't use an old ner. V'im ein lo yala yashan melavnoi be'or yofe yofe. That's stronger lashon than the Mechaber used. Yofe yofe umoter. V'ein magbi enoisim imen koymoi ad sheyichabe. And he brings down also that there's a piyut about this. It says Tsrar Milahadlik Bener Yashan. We're held back from lighting with the Ner Yashan. And the Maharami Wittenberg also he says, Nohag Isr Lahadlik Bener Yashan. Say Zachin, if it's just an Indian of Mios, Lukhair, it's strange that this should be the opening lines that the Agoyis Maimonis wants to shtup a rein right into the Hilchas Hadlok. In the Mechaber, we talk a save for much later. This is not the Ikr should be Ikr. Simple Mishnah right until later. And over here, that guy's Maimonis sticks to in the right of the beginning. And also, that guy's Maimonis doesn't mention one word about Cheres or not Cheres. He just says Yashan. Yashan is no good. The Torah's Lashon is similar to that of the Hagoyis Maimonis. The Torah's Lashon is. Brings out the Maharami Rotenberg. He says if he didn't have new clay cheres to use, Hoyamasikin Ba'ar to have a Kamoy Chadoshim. Doesn't say it's nice now. Then it's Kichadoshim. The Hoki is in the Sakta Seifrim, and the Torah brings down the Sakta Seifrim. Ein Madlikin Bener Yashon, Ein Leirak Yashon, Malabne Ba'ar Yofe. He says, but matris in standard is keres, so matris is okay. You don't have a problem. But we have a slightly stronger lashon in the Torah than in the Mechaber, and Agoyis Maimonis in the Rambam definitely gives this halacha a lot more importance than the Mechaber is giving it.
Says you can use that smelly oil.
Use everything, yeah. It says everything that we pass on for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. Everything. No. Posture that is good, you mean?
Yeah,
okay. So what's the problem with meat? Big deal. Because it's still Moos. And the Moos and the Cheres is that it looks not nice. So you're not looking at it either. Okay. The Mises. What?
Cheres is not.
Okay. So I wanted to revisit the Shaila of what exactly is the mitzvah. We have a bracha, and the Gemara was medayik from the bracha what the mitzvah is, and this is something we spoke about a few nights. That is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kitzeinu Mitzvah Zivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel or Not Shel Chanukah. Question is, when we say Lahadlik Ner, and the Pesukim and the Torah, there are different meanings to the word Ner. Ner could mean a light, and Ner could mean a lamp. By the Binyan HaMishkan, we have building the Menorah, it says, Va'asisa Neiroi Sel, you should make its lamps. The cups that hold the oil and the wick, you should make them facing the center of the menorah. They should have a little lip that they're all facing the Ner Ma'aravi or the Sel Mupnei HaMenorah. And that's Ner as a kli. It's a lamp.
It was sent to somebody.
We also have Lahalis Ner Tamid and Lahalis Ner yourself. Hashtetzach over there is talking about the Shalevis Aleim. Hashi says on those Pesachim is talking about the Shalevis. So you should be Madlik Atche Tei Shalevis Oilem Eilel. Over there, Ner Zichur is going on the flame. So we see in the Torah the word Ner can refer to the lamp, and we see that the word Ner can also refer to the flame. So when we say in the Bracha, Lahadlik Ner, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to go over to this lamp and light it? Or is the mitzvah to kindle a flame? Hashtetzach on a lamp. In the Mishkan, in the Menorah, in the Mishkan, you were both. Part of the avodah of by the Menorah was Hatovas Haneiros. You were servicing the Menorah. You're making the Menorah and its kalim better, nicer, prepared. It was a service of the Menorah. You're doing something to the Menorah. There's also the mitzvah of Lahadlik, Lahalois, the Shalheves. You want the Shalheves to be a good, nice Shalheves, Lahalois Ner Tamid. So in the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, we had two components. You had a service to the Menorah, Lahatavas HaNeiros, and you had this Indian to be Madlik, the flame itself. We could have a chakir by us, like Hanukkah. What are we doing? We have a kli, we have a lamp, and the mitzvah is to service the lamp. The mitzvah is to place a flame on the lamp. Or the mitzvah is to kindle a flame. On what? Yeah, zichur, a lamp. This is without the shaila of you need a ner, the dine ner, it is a ner, it's not a ner, in terms of the lamp and the candle. Or the bottom line is, when we say lahadlik ner, does that mean you should put a flame on the ner, put a flame on the lamp, or is the mitzvah to kindle a flame? La'aniyas da'iti, and I'm sure you guys are going to throw this jelly custard donuts at me for this. Remains organism. The Gemara we said says straight out, mitzvah lahanicha, mitzvah lahanicha, mitzvah lahanicha, and even it's clear even in the Psak Halacha, mitzvah lahanicha. There's no question in the world there is a mitzvah to place the lamp in its appropriate location. That's not a shayla. Well, I wasn't discussing that. That's not even the question of hadlaka or anacha. It's a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Chanukah. It's a mitzvah to say Haneir Salalu too. It's a chelik of the details of the mitzvah of hadlaka. Why? We have a braisa. The braisa says, what was Chanukah? Madlikin is Haneiros. It's clear that the mitzvah is the hadlaka. That's clear. This fact that there's a mitzvah lahanicha, to put it someplace, that's one of the details, one of the side things that there's a mitzvah where to put it. The Gemara Shaili is in the Hadlok Alein. In the Hadlok Alein is the mitzvah to be meniach, the flame on the lamp. Or is the mitzvah to be madlik, the flame? No, I tell you, the lamp is poshut that there is a mitzvah to it, and it's poshut that that's not the Iker mitzvah. Jeez. One second. Memela, it's past the lashon of hadlaka oisa mitzvah or hanacha oisa mitzvah. Dahainu, within the act of lighting, what is it within that act that's doing the mitzvah? And Memela, the Gemara is like an ask. We ask, well, why do we have to look for nafkaminas and chayyus shetzvokatan? It's clear there's two different mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah to put something there, or is the mitzvah to light it? That's not the shaila in the Gemara. It'll have an effect on that. Because if you say that the mitzvah is to place the flame on the lamp, then zikr, the inyan of hanacha of the lamp itself, will carry more importance as well. Whereas if the mitzvah is... What? That's what I'm saying. If the mitzvah is hanacha, if the mitzvah would be to place a flame on the lamp.
What does that mean, to place a flame on a lamp? Ya'aroich
oisoi.
English.
Ya'aroich oisoi. You could look up the English in the article. Ya'aroich oisoi. One of the avoidas of lighting the menorah was not the flames. It was setting up the menorah.
That's what you mean?
Ya'aroich oisoi.
That's what you're trying to say.
I didn't say that to us. I said we said before that there wasn't in the Tavis and Neis, but now I'm showing you that even in the Hadlaka, even the
mean to light it.
Of course, light it. You're lighting
why
it. I'll tell you. When you have an esrit, you have an esrit. The mitzvah is you have an item and do something to it. Pick it up. That's a mitzvah. You have a ner, you have a kli, and your mitzvah is to light it. Well, no. The kli hot nishkin saichis, and the mitzvah is not to light the kli. The mitzvah is to light a flame. The flame has to be on a kli. The nafkamina is this menorah that we have, this ner, this kli that we have, the lamp that we have, is that a cheftza shal mitzvah? Or is it just tashmishay mitzvah? Is it the item that you're doing the mitzvah to? Are we giving chashivas to the kli? And there's something to do to the kli, because the kli is a zach, and you just have to light that zach, just like you have to pick up an esrig. Or the kli just happens to be a tanai, you need to put the flame. You're lighting a flame, so it's got to be, you can't just light a flame in thin air, so you got to put it on a kli. But the vart is, you're lighting a flame. So the kli that you're putting on has kemat no chashivas whatsoever. So maybe let's pass the lashon of Isa, the hadlaka, the hainu. We're going within hadlaka. Is it the lighting of the flame which is the mitzvah? The lighting is doing the mitzvah? Or is the placing of the flame doing the mitzvah? Again, if you hold it's the placement of the flame, then we could also say zikr that the placement of the lamp itself, because the placement of the flame we're saying is a service of the lamp. If the mitzvah is within the hadlaka, the mitzvah be'etzim is the placing the flame on it, we're saying that it's a service of the lamp. So avada now there's 10 times more chashivas to the lamp. The placement of the lamp, picking up the lamp, the positioning of the lamp. The lamp itself is a cheftza shel mitzvah that you're supposed to light. So if you hold that the mitzvah in hadlaka is the hanacha of the flame on the lamp, the mela avada is going to be a din also to pick it up and put it back
in. The same way, but it's not really the same thing.
No, because both of them, the vart is you're placing a flame. It's a haracha. It's a ma'arif.
Hakira is the ner part of the mitzvah. Yeah, right. Why don't you make it? Be able to say, if the ner is part of the mitzvah, then who are them? Why don't you make an afkamina yet? The hakira is the ner part of the mitzvah, or is it just the
hakira? What do you mean by that?
The ner, the lamp.
Yes.
On the tzad, the ner is the good part of the mitzvah. So you're attaching that to placement, and the male follows that the other. So that was nothing to do with placement.
Because they're both part. That's not part of the fact. They're both a shituf in the placement. You have to place the lamp and the flame. That's what you're doing. That's why it's called Yarek Oisai. Tahinu, a menorah in the base of Migdus without the flames is not a menorah that's Aruch. It's a chasaron in the kli. And the menorah in the base of Migdash that's lit is a malusa in the kli. That's called a menorah, which is aruch. So the hadlaka, the placing the flame on the menorah, is what's mashlin the menorah. That's what's mashlin the kli.
So it's asking, it's not a chiluk in placing or lighting. It's everybody else lighting. Shall it be menorah or shall it be? Should be boilo. Menorah is the mitzvah or shall it be the mitzvah? It has nothing to do with hadnacha. In the sense that you're referring to hanacha, you're just being a play on words. Hanacha, placing. You mean lighting?
I don't mean by lighting. Sorry, the general act, the lashon b'nei adam.
Is it in the menorah or is it in the flame? Not in the placing the light on the menorah. Is it din in the menorah?
What do you mean by din in the menorah? What would you mean when you say it's a din in the menorah?
Like it's hanukkah. No, not hanukkah.
That's what it is. That
no,
is the din.
Lighting. Everybody's
going to no, 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 no. That's the it's not, no. The vart is the hanukkah, not the lighting. The vart is the hanukkah, not the lighting. Azavi Yarei Chayson. Yes, it's setting up the menorah. That's what it is.
That's
what he's up to do. So the Eben Ezra, back and go to Eben Ezra. Okay. So we want to say, Ezra, if you hold that the mitzvah is to set up the kli, so then there's no mocking to say ner chanukah. The question will say ner chanukah means a ner that's miyuchid lachanukah. That's why Shabbos, you say Ner Shal Shabbos, because the Ner that Batsim is for your Tashmish, it will be 5 minutes. It's a ner that's available for your tashmish. It's made for your hana, but it's associated to Shabbos. Ner Chanukah means also lahana. He's right. It's nothing. It's all it is. Just a ner Chanukah. If the word ner refers to the menorah, there's no din that the menorah, the lamp that you use on Chanukah, necessarily has to be a meyuch. There's an issel l'shtamish l'ayuch of the flame. But the ner itself is fine. Okay, so the var would be, you're being madlik, the ner, the lamp, Chanukah. If the var is to be madlik a flame, that flame is taka meyuchet l'chanukah. It has to be ner Chanukah. It's not ner shel Chanukah, it's ner Chanukah. Remela. The tour and Agoyis Maimonis in the Rambam that they said that a cheres that was used once is not possible as mius. They said that that's possible as yashon. They're learning that there's a din as a sukkah. There's something called a sukkah yashon. There's a problem here called a ner that's yashon. Good, a metal that was used before is not called yashon, but a cheres is called yashon. And the way to be masakin it is, you'd have to mamish put it in the labnoi ba'ar yofeh until it should be kechadoshim. It has to have a din chadosh. Because we're dealing with a kli that has to... What? They didn't say anything about mamos. Not a mention of mamos. And the Hagoyis Maimonis didn't even mention the word cheres. Nothing. Yoshen, yoshen, yoshen. Yoshen and chadosh. The Mechaber learns that it's ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is the flame, not the lamp. The Mechaber, and the girl also says the nusach is Ner Chanukah. So the word is the flame, not the lamp. The lamp, there's no din of Yoshin on the lamp. The whole uptight of Yoshin is that it's Mos. The name of the Bir Agra on this Halach and Shulchan Aruch says Mos. And the Mishabura on the Mechaber also says Mos. So in the Torah we could say that it's a din in the lamp, and that's why he says Ner Shel Chanukah. Of in the Mechaber, that he's taka learning, there's no din in the lamp. It's kol kuliyah din in the ner. Mail of the lamp, it's just the cheshbon of Mos and not Mos. This brings us back to the shayla of also in the minyan. Is there a minyan? The Mechaber has a minyan. The Gra, we saw from this drush that he has, l'chayit is a minyan. The shayla is how to touch up the Gemara. The Gra and the Mechaber and the way we paskin, the Gra is saying that the correct gear says Ner Chanukah. Oh, this is Ikka Shaila. We have a bracha. It's Pshita. That says the Gemara is not being poshited from the word Lahadlik. Okay, the Gemara is being poshited from the gear Sas Hagra Ner Chanukah. Another there's a mitzvah Lahadlik. There's poshit. There's a mitzvah Lahadlik. There's poshit. The Shaila is within Hadlaka. What's the mitzvah? What's doing the mitzvah in Hadlaka? The Hadlaka is the lamp, or the Hadlaka is the flame? If it's Ner Chanukah, then it's Taka Mam, it's just the Hadlaka. You're lighting a flame. If it's Ner Shel Chanukah, then within the Hadlaka, the mitzvah is that you're putting a flame down, you're servicing the lamp. The Mela wasn't pshita to the Gemara. This wasn't not pshita to the Gemara, even after the Gemara says it. There's all the machlekes in the Girsa. If it's Shel or it's not Shel. The Mela, that's the Hemshech into the din of Achsanya. If we would have been learning Havdachal Yisra Mitzvah, so it was beautiful, like the Raya Bavond, then Be'etzim, there's two Anachas going on. The Mela, we could say that the Achsanya doesn't have to be Mishtatev Pekesef. He could do the Pula. Let the Achsanya put down the lamp and let the Balabayas light it. What does he have to pay? He could be involved in the mitzvah itself, a mitzvah Shibagufo Yadif. He has to go and pay for it and let the Balabayas light it. Let him put it down. That's a chiluk of the mitzvah. And the Balabayas is doing that anocha. Oh, but yes, that we said Adlocha, it's a mitzvah. The taka, the mitzvah is not the hanocha. The mitzvah is just lighting the flame, lighting the flame. He's not involved in lighting the flame. The melee has to be mishtatif. The Bach in the Tour says that there's a chilik. There's something called chiyuva de memoina. His kli, his bias is not kli. It doesn't say the kli, it doesn't say the bias. But there's a chiyuv de memoina from Pesume Nisa. That's one din. And then there's a tzveita din from Shalza Nisa and Abizainu. That's all in the Tour. Because the Tour holds that there's a din of the lamp. There's a din on the lamp, there's a din of Mamainai, and then there's a din of Shasanizim. The Torah also holds as Oivy, it's Chaluk, Benagia to the lamp, and Benagia to the Shasanizim. One's a Chi of the Mamainai, and one's a Chi of the Gufa. Oivy, as it's very good. There's no minion. It's three separate Zachin. There's no build up over here of three in one. Three separate Zachin. You're a Madlik, you're Shasanizim. It's three separate things. Aber taken the mechaber says achsanya. It's not chaluk. If your wife did a few, you're done. The hadlaka was done, and that's all there is. It's just hadlaka. She made the flame. You're done. There is no din in the lamp. Oh, she did the lamp, but now I still have to take care of a shalas anishin by seeing a flame and making a birchas haraya. It's not chaluk. It's ner chanukah. That is the mitzvah. Just to make the flame. She made the flame. I'm done. There's nothing else to do. Azay halta mechaber. And then also the mechaber says, oh, mandazach. You have one zach here. It's just the mitzvah of being madlik a flame, and there's three brachas to it. They add up. Maybe the mechaber taka speaks about the fact that there's three brachas. The Torah doesn't. Mechaber says your wife lights for you. Aksan is potter. I think we got to most of our silas. I don't know if we got to all of them. Is there anything else?
Rashi answers.